do want to echo the words of praise to the young people because they have been doing such a great job. We do appreciate their hard work and the development of that quality or characteristic, looking for opportunities to serve. That's a lifelong thing. A thing that, as I know they're learning, brings joy, happiness to do for others. It's good to see that. You know, in a land oftentimes where we're so richly blessed, sometimes the world around us can be self-centered, thinking about self. But when we see and teach that spirit of doing for and looking toward others and helping, it's a beautiful thing to see in action. And they're doing a great job. Tonight, as we study from the Scriptures, we're going to be looking at a few verses from the 34th Psalm, beginning in verse 17, where God, through the psalmist, through David, says, "The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears, and delivers them out of all their troubles. The Lord is near to those who have a broken heart, and saves such as have a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. He guards all his bones, not one of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, and those who hate the righteous shall be condemned. The Lord redeems the soul of his servants, and none of those who trust in him shall be condemned." Here's a beautiful word of encouragement, really, to all of God's servants. We know the picture that we get in Scripture concerning the righteous, that they are blessed by God, that God watches over them. And yet someone might read this passage of Scripture and scratch his head and think, "Well, wait a minute, though. I know a lot of righteous people in the Bible that did not get saved out of their trouble, but suffered terrible things, were tortured. Some of them were put to death in horrible ways." And yet, we know that that's the expectation of the righteous. The righteous know that suffering is a part of their existence here and now while in this life. And yet, we're also told the fact that, you know, the mindset that we should have is that something is wrong when everyone speaks good of us. If there is nothing at all that we've ever experienced as negative in the Christian walk that we experience from others, with what we try to teach them or even just how we're living before them, then there is something wrong. Because it's only when we blend in with the world and we fit in just like everybody else that everything just goes so smoothly. When you stand for what is right and you do the Lord's will, inevitably there will be suffering and hardship that we will have to face. But that's something we can actually glory in and thank God for. Because it is the case that the righteous, though they do suffer, as this psalm affirms, the Lord delivers them out of them all. How is that when the righteous are suffering? Well, because the righteous is not defined by the tent in which he is presently dwelling, his body. But rather, here's the spirit of a person that's going to endure forever and will one day lay aside this temporary habitation and will be clothed instead with one that is immortal. And that's the body that will never see death, that this spirit right now that we possess will one day inhabit. And that's the part of us that will be delivered, that no one can touch, that no one can destroy. Even though there were times that God would deliver his saints, the righteous, Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Peter was delivered from prison when James had just been beheaded. Stephen was stoned. Jesus Christ was crucified. So it seems to the worldly mind that's a hit or miss. Sometimes you get delivered, sometimes you don't. But no, the righteous are always delivered because it's all about the soul. It's about the spirit within. The body's going to die one day anyway. To die in the cause of Christ is a thing to glory in. To be honored, to be privileged, to suffer for the name of Jesus Christ is a great thing. So that's not something to look at as a negative thing, but rather a part of the Christian existence that some are privileged to go through. However, no matter what the evil may seek to do to the righteous, no matter the afflictions we may suffer, indeed the truth is that the Lord will deliver his people. The soul will be spared and none can separate us, as Paul says in the book of Romans, from the love of God. Nothing will. Tonight you may not be a Christian. The only thing that can separate you from God's love is you and your decisions and what you choose to do with your life. All of us have choices before us on a daily basis, whether we're going to conform our lives to God's will and travel that difficult road faced with hardship, rejection, persecution, being different from the world, being that peculiar person that's odd maybe to the world. But that's the life that leads to eternity, to heaven, eternal heaven reward. However, there's the other side of it, that we can reject Christ, reject His Word, and then we know the consequences of that. Tonight, you can choose to put on Christ in baptism. It begins with that faith, that belief that Jesus Christ is God's Son, and the determination that we're not going to live the life of sin any longer. We're going to turn our back on the things that we already know are sinful. We're not going to do those anymore. And as we continue to study God's Word, we're going to maintain open hearts, receptive minds to God's truth continually, so that as we learn and we're convicted in our hearts, we realize there's still something in my life I need to correct, then we will do so in a spirit of humility and meekness, just as those before us have. And those are the hearts that God will lift up. This is the one that the psalmist speaks of here in verse 18. The Lord is near to those who have a broken heart and save such as have a contrite spirit. This is the heart that is soft and moldable. It's not hardened. It's tender. It can receive the correction that comes from God. And it can acknowledge in its life its shortcomings, as we all experience in this life. But that heart is a beautiful thing in the eyes of God. It's the heart that goes along with the life that the Lord will deliver from all suffering that relates to the Spirit. Because the Spirit, it will see just that beautiful life in heaven that God has prepared. Jesus has actually gone to prepare a place for you, He says, the righteous. And we can choose to be in that number if we choose the path that the righteous walk. If you're already a child of God and you need to return to the fold, come back to the Lord if you've wandered, then you can do that as well tonight as we stand and sing.